السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ربي وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge from Allah from the evils of ourselves and from the evils which result from our deeds. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided, no one can misguide. And whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguided, no one can ever guide. And I have been witness, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one without any alternative. And I have been witness that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last messenger of Allah. في الحديث المروي عن مسلم عن حنظلة رضي الله عنه، حنظلة أحد كتاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لقيني أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فقال لي: كيف أنت يا حنظلة؟ فقلت: نافق حنظلة يا أبا بكر. فقال: سبحان الله، وكيف ذاك يا حنظلة؟ وأنت من أختارك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تكون أحد كتابه؟ فقال حنظلة: إنا إذا كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكرنا بالجنة والنار كأننا رأي عين، وإذا خرجنا من عنده عافسنا الزوجات والأولاد والضيعات ونسينا كثيرا. فقال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه: والله إنا لنلقى ما تقول يا حنظلة، فدعنا نذهب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فذهب إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال حنظلة: يا رسول الله، نافق حنظلة. فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: وما ذاك يا حنظلة؟ فشرح له ما شرح لأبا بكر، قال: إنا إذا كنا عندك تذكرنا بالجنة والنار كأننا رأي عين، وإذا خرجنا من عندك وأتينا الأزواج والأولاد والضيعات نسينا كثيرا. فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم معلم الأمة: والله والذي نفسي بيده، لو تكونون كما تكونون، لو تدومون كما تكونون عندي لصافحتكم الملائكة على فرشكم وفي طرقكم، ولكن ساعة وساعة يا حنظلة. Where we can profit from this beautiful hadith which mentioned in the book of Muslim and was narrated by حنظلة رضي الله عنه. حنظلة says, and حنظلة is one of the companions whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed him to be one of his writers. He met Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. Then Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu asked him, "How are you, حنظلة?" حنظلة responded to Abu Bakr and he said, "حنظلة has become a hypocrite." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was shocked and he paused for a moment. How come Hanzalah, the one whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam hath a full trust in him because he is one of his writers, will say this? Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, "What happened to you, O Hanzalah?" Hanzalah said, "When we are in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he remind us about hellfire and paradise, Jannah, we feel as if we are seeing it with our own eyes. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I swear by Allah, O Hanzalah, I experienced the same thing what you have experienced. Let's go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and explain that to him and to see what he's going to tell us. They went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Hanzalah comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, Hanzalah has turned a hypocrite. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also surprised to hear that from Hanzalah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet asked him, what happened to you, O Hanzalah? And he says, when we are a company with you and you explain to us and you remind us about the hellfire and the paradise, we feel as if we are seeing it with our own eyes. But when we are away from you and we attend to our wives, to our children, to our businesses, many of these things slipped out from our mind. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded to him, and before he responded, you know, this is the reality. It's not forbidding that human beings love his wife, nor love his kids, nor love his business. This is the reality that everyone do in this life and have in this life. And it's not forbidding. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. Your treasures, your properties, and your children are only a trial. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in another verse of Surah Al-Imran, and he said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. The desire of love, of women, sons, treasures of gold and silvers, and the pretty horses, curls and teeth is made to be seen a fair to men. And this is the provision of the life of the world. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. And Allah is He with a good goal of this life. With whom is good goal of this life. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard that from Hanzalah, he was bonded to him and he swore to him and said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ تَدُومُونَ كَمَا تَكُونُونَ لَصَافَحَتْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ وَفِي فُرُشِكُمْ أو في فرشكم وفي طرقكم ولكن ساعة وساعة يا حنظله. By him whose hand is my life. If your state mind remains the same as it is in my appearance, and you keep busy in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the angels will shake hands with you in your beds and in your roads. But time is devoted, O Hanzalah. Meaning it's devoted for the world affairs, for prayers, for families and so on. What we can understand from this, it's a very impossible that a human being can shake hands with angels. Because angels are the special creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we cannot see them, and we cannot shake hands with them. If we do so, that means we are part of the angels, but we are not. The angels are the special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels are the ones whom Allah saved them from sins. The angels are the ones whom Allah saved them from mistakes. But we, the human being, the people, we commit sins, we commit mistakes, we do mistakes day and night. But this is what we have to do when we do the mistakes and when we commit a sins. We have to repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask Him for forgiveness. Allah is the most forgiver, and He loves to see His companions repented and back to Him and ask Him for forgiveness. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, which mentioned in the book of Muslim as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لولا أنكم تذنبون لذهب الله بخلق آخر فيذنبون فيستغفرون الله فيغفر لهم. Were you not a commit a sins, Allah will create a people who will commit a sins and they will go back to Allah to ask Him for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Allah loves to forgive his servant. Allah loves to give his people, his slaves. But when we get busy with life, we forget many, as Hanzala says. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in the Quran, and He says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. This is the greatest ayah, as some scholar says. Those whom they commit an indecencies or injustice to their souls, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness of their faults. And who gives their faults but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Who do not knowingly persist in what they have done. And as the greatest and the ones who are mostly connected hearts with Allah, when they do supplications, they used to say, Allahumma aj'al ma razaqtana fi ma nuhib awnan lana fi ma tuhib. O Allah, make whatever You have provided to us from what we love. Help us to do what You love, O Allah. Ameen. And our dear brothers and sisters, I don't want to take so long, but it's a quick reminder for myself and for you as well. It's Ramadan. Is where most sins will be forgiven, as mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't want to be among those losers, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you don't have been forgiven in this month, you are among the losers. We need to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to cry for what sins we have done, and we have to repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask Him for forgiveness, because He is the most forgiving and He is the only one who can give your sins and who can give your mistakes as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other verse, of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you go back to Him and you ask Him for forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. So we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Him always, not only Ramadan, but Ramadan is the stations to increase our faith and to increase our deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Surely I must forgiven to him who repents, who believes, and who go back to Allah and do good deeds, and who continues to follow the right direction. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who repents and believes and do good deeds and continue to follow in the right direction. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to be worried about the days and nights of these days and to do as much as possible of good deeds as we can. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وإلى أنفسنا لا تكلنا. اللهم اجعل هذا الشهر الكريم, اللهم اجعلنا في هذا الشهر الكريم ممن غفرت لهم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقال لهم اذهبوا مغفورا لكم. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك ونقذائك في هذا الشهر الكريم من النار ووالدينا ومن له حق علينا, واحفظنا بحفظك وعزنا بطاعتك, ولا تذلنا بمعصيتك, ولا تولنا أحدا سواك, إنك سبحانك نعم المولى ونعم النصير. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا.